Trains of the Valley is a citizen-led group. It's a small group at the moment that we're just forming to bring increased focus on rail service up and down the rail corridor in the Pioneer Valley.
And that's the knowledge corridor, correct? The so-called knowledge corridor, the one that the federal and state governments have invested $130 million in upgrades.
That is correct, yes.
What's your interest in this? Why do you want to see more train service?
Well, I moved here with my wife about 3 years ago. You know, I live in Hatfield, and my wife's from Northampton. And one of the reasons we moved here was because we saw that the rail service was going to be renewed here in the valley. And we saw the opportunity for, you know, it making it easier to get to New York City, potentially be able to go up to Montreal. We just think it's a better way to get around besides just using the car or also using the bus. Just an alternative.
And so you don't have any financial interest at stake here?
No, none whatsoever. Except it's, you know, some of my own money getting the website set up.
You're doing a website launch Tuesday night. Tell us about that.
Well, what we decided to do is we're going to start this group by getting on the Internet. We've got a website which is just in the final stages being put together. We're going to pull together members of the community. We're going to do a walkthrough of the website, how we put it together, why we designed it the way we did design it, and because we want to show people that this isn't a website just of pictures of trains. We're not trying to replace Amtrak. You know, we're not trying to do what the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission is doing. We're trying to fill a niche, which is there's lots and lots of information about rail service on the Internet, but it's not very easy to find. And we want to make it easier for people to find information about the different kinds of services that are available today or could be available in the future in the Pioneer Valley.
There have been some other groups around that have advocated for expanding rail service in this area. Are you working with any of them at all?
Well, we're in contact with some people that created an advocacy group for the New Haven-Springfield service about 10 years ago. That group isn't around anymore, but we expect a couple of them to show up at our meeting tonight, and we're looking forward to work with them. They've got a lot of experience, a lot of history, a lot of knowledge about how it worked 10 years ago when they were getting that project off the ground. And, you know, we'd really like to get people coming out tonight so we can form the group, so we can move forward to try to get increased focus on getting the service, you know, more service going in the valley. Because having the Vermonter is great, but if you want to go anywhere south, there's only one train a day that, you know, leaves in the afternoon. Really what we need is some kind of service in the morning.
Are you supportive of the efforts by the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission to try to convince the state to fund a pilot program that would have two or three trains potentially a day running between Greenfield and Springfield?
We are supportive, but we think, you know, I think it needs to be looked at carefully because there's a lot of aspects to running a train. It's not just getting engines repaired or finding equipment to operate the train. You have to have crews on the train. You need to have conductors. You need to have engineers. You need to have people that clean the equipment at night. And if we just run a service to Springfield, the question is, if you're only going to Springfield, that's only part of the equation. Really, that we see the need is you need to be able to go up and down the valley as far as New Haven to connect with Metro North. And just going to Springfield, I'm not sure really solves a bigger problem, which is how do you get more people going up and down the valley?
Do you think there's a demand for a lot of train service in this area, up and down the valley, as you say?
I think there's a demand for train service. I won't say there's a demand for a lot of train service. A lot of people talk about bringing commuter rail to the valley, and I think that's really a bit of a stretch, because when you think of commuter rail, you think of the T in Boston, where the trains run maybe every hour, every half an hour. That's not going to happen here. That can't happen here, because you just don't have the population for density for hourly service. But could we have one, two, or maybe three additional trains at the right times of the day? That, to me, makes some sense.
As you mentioned, there was an advocacy group that worked for about 10 years to try to expand train service between New Haven, Hartford, and eventually Springfield. And it took some time and a lot of money, but apparently now that is going to happen within the next year or so. There will be expanded train service. So I guess my question is: Are you in this for the long haul?
Yes, we're in it for the long haul, because what we really see as sort of the best solution out of all of this is when the Hartford line, which is the service between New Haven and Springfield, comes up. We think the best solution is probably going to be to have a couple of those trains that are coming up from New Haven, not just stopping at Springfield, but continuing up to at least Greenfield and vice versa. So ideally, you could get on a train in Greenfield and not just go to Springfield, but go all the way down to New Haven to connect with Metro North. As example, this past weekend, I had to go into New York City to the Bronx tour for a cousin's wedding. And after looking around at the timings, I mean, the Vermonter didn't work because it was the afternoon. We drove down to New Haven, parked the car there, and took Metro North. So I just think there are other options available out there. It's just going to take a couple years or some time to get there.
Give folks the details about the public meeting that you alluded to.
Okay. Our launch event is going to be at Union Station in the Platform Bar. It's going to start at 5:30 with an introduction from Northampton Mayor Narkowitz. And then we're going to spend about 45 minutes and just talk about what we're doing as a group. When I say we, it's a man named Zane Lemelski in Northampton, myself. We're going to walk through what we've done with the creation of the website, talk about how we designed it, the kind of information that's available on there, talk a little bit about how to navigate it, get some feedback from people, and we'd like to talk to some people. And then at 6:30, we're going to make the website go live.